Hello, everyone. This is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel, and I'm super excited to let you know today about a new affiliation we have with Metallic Dice Games. Metallic Dice Games is a premier dice company located in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and they specialize in metal, gemstone, and premium plastic dice, as well as other gaming accessories. Metallic Dice Games has generously provided us with a coupon code for 10% off of all purchases for our listeners. All you have to do is enter the promo code RBP10 at checkout. That's R as in Rancors, B as in Brothel, P as in Podcast 10 at checkout. Now let me tell you, after looking at their website for a little while, these dice are really, really sweet. I actually went out and bought several sets myself, and I can't wait to get my hands on them to see how they roll. Even better, 10% of your purchase price comes straight back to the Rancor's Brothel podcast. This means we'll be able to toss a few more food scraps to our editors to keep things going. So if you're in the market for premium dice, check out metallicdicegames.com. And if you decide to pick something up, be sure to enter the promo code RBP10 at checkout. Now, this promo code RBP10 is evergreen. So if you're listening to this podcast day of release, month, 6 months, a year later, you should be able to use promo code RBP10 today, the day you're listening, to get 10% off of any purchase for Metallic Dice Games. What are you waiting for? Go check them out.
The Rancor's Brothel presents Valley of the Gilded Tower. Hey everybody, welcome back to Arcane One Shots. We had some stupid technical difficulties, we had to start this thing all over. Isn't running games online grand?
You know, they never would have known if you hadn't said anything.
I want them to know our pain, Jeff. I want them to know our pain. I want them to know what the f*** we're going through for them. So that maybe one day they'll give us a bunch of f***ing money.
Isn't OnlyFans just like 10 bucks a month?
I think you can make it with tears.
There's always tears in mine.
There's always tears in mine.
You just can't raffle anything off.
Yeah. Found that out hard way. They will shut you down. All right. So you guys leveled up to level 2 at the end of last session. So why don't we just go down the line? I'm just going to go down the line by what I see on my screen through Zencaster. So Schroeder, what did you end up with second level?
I believe as a barbarian, I only got relentless attacks. And lots of health and my spike armor.
You did get your spike armor, which I believe we did figure out you are able to wear and use, correct?
Correct.
Awesome.
He can wear I just can't use it as a weapon.
Correct.
Oh, sorry. That's right. You can wear it.
Yep.
Alrighty. Flynn, what'd you get at second level?
I got infuse item, something like that. Essentially, I can infuse items with magic. So in my downtime, I'm going to be doing two things. First, I am going to infuse Schroeder's armor to have +1 to his AC, make him a little bit more durable and hard to hit when he's in the thick of it. And I'm also going to infuse my backpack and essentially turn it into a bag of holding. I'm not going to call it a bag of holding. I'm going to call it my bunghole. So I'm going to pull things from my bunghole. I'm going to place an inordinate amount of objects in my bunghole.
As it should be.
Yeah. Yes. I just realized that infuse actually puts me to an AC 17.
Oh, baby. NC 17.
That's what this show is becoming at this point.
Yes, sir.
That's why I invited Josh.
The more things that you put in your bunghole.
The most lewd, non-swearing person I've ever met.
Got to get this back to a G rating.
Good luck. That's
what I'm here for.
Jeff, what did you get at second level, sir?
I get Eldritch Invocations, which are just cool things that warlocks know how to do. I took Mask of Many Faces that lets me cast Disguise Self at will. And what the hell else? I was just looking at it. Devil's Sight lets me see 120 feet in darkness and both regular and magical.
Nice.
Nice. Very nice. All right, Josh, what did you end up with, sir?
Jack of all trades, or many trades. I get to add a half my proficiency to anything I'm not proficient with already as far as ability checks and skills. And then a few hit points. And because we were in a town for a while, probably chlamydia. But I think there's a spell for that. So it's okay.
There's a cleric in town.
Fingers crossed. I now cast fire when I pee. produce flame.
Was it scorching ray?
Yeah. I mean, there's an order of things, right? Flesh to stone, then scorching ray.
I believe that is the cleric that wears the plague doctor mask is the one that takes care of those situations in this hot village.
Plague doctor.
I cast penicillin.
All right.
Okay. Before we start,
yes,
I'm changing my mind. I'm not taking mask of many faces.
Uh oh. Why not?
Because I know that you're not going to give us a ton of roleplay, so I'm going to take something more combat-oriented.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Little did he know this entire game was roleplay.
Bullshit.
We're attending a gala.
No dice rolls.
Everyone has to use funny voices.
What did you... I like how all of your funny voices are the same.
No, they aren't.
What are you?
How dare you?
What are you taking instead, Jeff?
Repelling blast.
Okay.
Whenever I hit with the warlock spell that everybody casts,
Eldritch blast.
Eldritch blast.
Thank you. Yes, I get to push somebody away from me, but 10 feet.
Nice. I don't even know where to start with jokes.
All right. You guys received a letter from Renoir, who was the Baron Rene's second hand of some sort. He asked you to come back to the estate. The Baron seemed to be very upset, even more so than he was initially. This is, once again, sort of like, I think it was about 3 weeks later after your previous excursion.
Cool. What's in the letter?
The letter was read at the end of the last game, and I can't find it.
Oh my fucking god.
And so I'm like literally flipping through shit, and it's like, it's written on the back of one of the other pages.
Find that the letter is missing! Quick! Search my bunghole.
Oh, it's on the front side.
The bunghole. All right.
All right. Yeah, I forgot you guys all became constables.
We've been distributing justice.
Don't feel bad. So did I.
The letter read, "Dear Constable, please heed my word to return to Baron Rene's manor at haste. The Baron has lost all hope. He is sick. He is haunted. I beg you, aid us to make him well. Signed, Renoir."
This dude's
life sucks.
He's just the most emo man ever met.
Yeah.
I mean, why do you think Lucas picked this game?
Yeah.
Mostly because they're Edgar Allan Poe, but it kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Lucas, you one of them there emus? The big giant warring Australian bird. Didn't they fight the Australian army and win? That's a thing, right?
All right. Is there anything else you guys want to do prior to returning to the Baron?
I got that extra healing kit.
Yes, yeah, I recall you buying that. Yeah. If you guys, is there anything else you guys want to buy?
How much gold did we get?
I have 37.
I had 120.
Split that all out.
Gold worth of just stuff that I sold.
Yeah, I believe off mic, or technically last session that failed, you guys split that all up and sold some stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm assuming I've already got it keyed in
here. You should. Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't have anything I want to buy right now. Let's go.
Okay. As you approach the manor, it is roughly, it's probably early afternoon, roughly maybe 2 o'clock or so. Renoir invites you all in very, very quickly. Please, please come. You must see the Baron. He's in his bedchamber. He's not gotten out of bed in nearly 2 days. And he hustles you through the halls as I drop my D20 on the floor. You guys see a man that was once a shell and is now even worse off. A man who was once slightly rotund has begun to go gaunt. It appears over the past 3 weeks that whatever the stress is has had a severe reaction to him. He has very dark circles under his eyes, and his eyes seem to dart around a little bit, very maniacally. He trembles. He is under a blanket, yet he sweats. Renoir kind of approaches him and lays a hand on his shoulder and says, "My Baron, the constables have come." And the old man sort of jumps a little and looks at you. "Oh, yes. Yes, you've come back. Thank you. Thank you for coming back."
"What ails you now, great sir?"
"What the hell is
God? It? What is wrong with you?"
Boots hops on the bed, turns in a circle, and starts kneading the mattress.
Just ass right in his face.
Renoir gets a spray bottle. He says, I've been haunted in my dreams by this voice. It's the voice of my dead wife. She begs me. She begs me to be laid rest in her family's ancestral mausoleum. You see, her urn sits there on my mantle." As you look, there's a mantle in his bedroom, a small silver urn sitting on top. "But her ghost still walks these halls. Please, I need your help interring her remains there."
"Where's this?"
"Oh, yeah, where's it at?"
"The mausoleum sits in the Painted Valley south of here, around a day and a half's journey. We will outfit you once again for whatever you need, horses, food."
"So we just got to take this to the valley and yeet it into her family mausoleum?"
"Yes."
"Sir, we shall yeet your wife to peace."
"Is the mausoleum going to be unlocked?"
"No, it's going to be hainted."
"The mausoleum locked
and ghosty and dark, and there's going to be spiders."
"No deal."
"And paint everywhere."
"The cemetery has been abandoned nearly 30 years. She had hoped in her lifetime to restore it to dignified use. I'm sure it's in shambles."
"Hainted. It's hainted.
I hope that we can restore it."
"We've already..."
"But just to be clear, we are taking the urn there. We're not queer eyeing it or anything. Like, we're not responsible for actually making this all churched up. We just deliver."
"Yes. Jonathan Van Ness was unavailable for this session."
"That is a shame." "He is much more confident than any of us."
Right here, the ragtag queer eye group, that's for sure.
Is there a particular place in the mausoleum it needs to be placed, or can we just set it inside the door?
From like 300 yards away. Yeet.
Her family's coffins, the urns, everything sits at the top of the tower.
Oh, God damn it. I do have catapult. How tall is the tower? Is there a window?
It's never that simple.
"I'm unsure. I have not been there in quite some time. As I said, it's been abandoned for 30 years.
We'll figure it out.
Wait, the first renovation we're going to make is collapse gonna be, the tower.
There's scaffolding we can climb.
Also, whose family goes 30 years without burying somebody?
Healthy family.
I guess. Is she the last one?
Or they were all dead.
Yeah, was she the last one?
No, she's the only one that goes to evil parties.
Yeah.
Her priority definitely wasn't cleaning up the mausoleum. She was too busy going to mask parties. Can you point to on the map where we need to go?
they'll give you directions. He says, I named you all constables the first time you helped me. This time I offer you a keep and attractive land.
Oh!
Dang.
Baby!
Is it going to be creepy like everything else?
Is it that the one full of dead people?
And worms?
No. Worms. No.
Anybody in the walls?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Or the floor.
Hey!
Not to my knowledge.
He's backpedaling, boys. Get him.
Oh. Will you help me?
It's the least we can do.
Renoir will go pick up the urn and place it inside of a small satchel to ensure that it doesn't tip and spill anywhere.
So it doesn't have a clasp on the lid?
In my bag.
Stuff your wife in his bung.
I'm sure she'll fit.
Get up to your elbow in it. Really work
if you want
to
put it. If you want to put it in there, you can.
Okay. I will.
cool. You guys will be able to get horses, get whatever other items you need.
I want one of those cool Underdark wagons with the steel top.
Unfortunately, we're out of those.
I also want access to a crane to get into the tower window.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes. We only have escalators and elevators around here. No cranes. All right. You guys manage to get your stuff, your horses, and you can head south. It is, like I said, it's about a day or so's ride. And as you arrive, Eleanor's family cemetery lies in a fragrant, overgrown valley. Low golden clouds roll past the mountains. Path winds past an ivy-oaked gate toward a small cottage. Outside the cottage, you can see a man who appears to be raking leaves. Beyond the cottage, the path continues into a dense forest where you can see the glint of the mausoleum's spire just over the tree line. And as you approach, the man raking leaves sort of just stops and leans on his rake. He appears to be probably late 40s, early 50s or so. He appears very disgruntled. Says, we haven't had any visitors here in nigh on 30 years. What are you doing?
Visiting.
You just been hanging out for 30 years?
Dang, dude. That's dedication.
I keep the cottage, and I keep the watch.
I'm going to roll an investigation to look for signs of trauma and just kind of general red flags in this fella.
I'm going to
have some cabin fever.
On the guy?
Oh, yeah. 30 years all alone, sure. Sweeping the same patch of grass. Why is he sweeping grass? That's crazy.
See if you can pickpocket his watch, too. It's probably nice if he's had it for 30 years.
That's 19 on investigation or pickpocket.
He appears to just be an elderly gentleman, probably some age spots. His hands are a bit gnarled, probably from arthritis. He's a little hunched. Other than that, he seems seemingly healthy.
How old is he?
He is a rough late 40s.
Gonna say, Jeff.
He looks. He appears to be a lot older.
So, what does he have to keep a watch from?
Are you asking him, or are you asking me?
Yeah. No, I'm asking him.
He just looks at you and kind of says, what are you talking about?
I mean, are we worried about vandals, or are we worried about, you know...
Is your friend okay? He seems to have gone comatose.
Yeah. No, I mimicked a shambling zombie. Very poorly.
Oh god.
Nothing that odd to my knowledge. Something that after a little while you do notice, Flynn.
Yep.
And actually the rest of you kind of pick it up off of your passive wisdoms. Let me check. Oh, sorry, just Jeff. The two of you kind of notice that his eyes are actually kind of glassy. The glassiness kind of comes and goes a little bit, but after a while it seems to stay there. And you do notice that he has some strange black spots on his tongue.
Oh.
And that he's seemingly unaware of the fact that they're even there.
Devil's lettuce.
He says, do what you have to do here, whatever it is. Hurry along. Hate for anything bad to happen to you.
So is you didn't really answer my friend's question.
Get him, boys.
Are you guarding from? Are you guarding the outside or guarding things coming out?
Guarding what? And he you sort said of turns you, around.
You, were,
and
you said you were walks keeping
off.
The watch.
Oh. He gone.
So he's sort of just ignoring.
Turns around. He turns around and begins.
Eldritch blast. No.
Get him!
That motherfucker's probably dead. No, I mean, with Jeff, with your passive, you do feel that seems odd that he says a thing and then doesn't seem to remember saying the thing and thinks that you're crazy for even asking the question.
Hmm. Okay, let's see where he goes.
He's just rigging leaves.
Oh, he's not really going anywhere.
But like I said, the path continues beyond the cottage into the forest toward the mausoleum.
It's okay. We can get that XP on the way out.
Yeah.
Quick cleanup.
The path to the mausoleum cuts through vibrant grass into a dense forest. A lot of birds are singing up in the trees, and a purplish black fungi bloom all over the place. Just little bits of fungi just scattered across the trail, on the trees.
Cool. I just start waddling forward.
I'll specifically try to avoid the fungi.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's not something you can really completely avoid. Like, it's, think of it like, goose in a parking lot. Like, it's just all over the place.
You can still avoid it, though.
You can do your
I
best to step around.
Firebolt myself a path.
As you guys walk a little bit further, go ahead and move you guys up to right about where Schroeder moved to. For now, right in here.
As Jeff,
Jeff just
dives
rockets
ahead
to the top.
They roar!
He's going after the birds.
Yeah.
Let's see. All of you except for Flynn, you all noticed that the bird singing just has stopped. And as you look around with an investigation roll, that's what you see.
I don't get this, though.
The three of you. Flynn, you haven't noticed it.
Your passive is too low.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Your passive is too low.
Yeet.
I'm trying to hopscotch this.
I see.
You said investigation?
Yeah. Right.
No, I didn't see shit.
I rolled 11. Birds.
Archibald is the only one that noticed that. As you look around, you see the birds up in the trees have essentially frozen, mouths wide open, eyes kind of still. And some of them have black spots on the tongues that you're able to see. And it's a lot. I mean, it's not a small amount of birds, but they have seemingly frozen.
So I don't want to alarm anybody, but mausoleum sounds a lot like mycelium. Anybody else? Also, the birds are all just kind of hanging out, mouths agape. So there's that.
Anyone want to say anything, do anything?
Yeah, I mean, I'll look up.
Yeah, no, you notice that the birds are the birds have definitely just sort of stopped where they are. And
I'm going to throw an Eldritch Blast at one.
I was going to firebolt him.
Yeah. Okay.
Open fire! Finished.
Yep. That's a 19.
I'm pretty sure that hits a bird that's not moving. Okay. It, I guess, incinerates or whatever it is. It's
basically, yeah.
Yeah. It's gone.
You just Randy Johnson that thing.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Feathers go everywhere.
So does this turn into a new version of the birds where they all come swarming at us, or does nothing happen?
I think I heard it take the hit.
That's the sound of the Eldritch Blast.
Blast ricocheting off. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do the sound effect every time, Jeff.
No, it doesn't seem to rile up the rest of them. However, as you stand there, around you pop up a couple of pods, and they get a sneak attack on you.
Oh, where the hell did those pop up pods?
They pop up out of the ground.
Dang.
I actually have to look at the monster manual for this one.
I don't think mushroom people should attack me because I'm also a fun guy.
Hey.
These are not mushrooms.
Oh, no.
They are more like I said, they are a fungal pod rather than a mushroom creature or something like that. All right. And they're just going to sort of lash out at the closest two people. So that will be, looks like Flynn on the bottom right. So 12 hit you?
Well, I was like 5.
I'm not rolling well. That appears to be the human. That is a 20, modified 20 to hit you, sir.
You could have hit me with the 12.
It's probably
fair. Pretty darn close to it.
Wait, is this to me?
No, it's to me.
Oh.
I'm just over here getting slapped with a bulbous pod.
I got him with the bell end.
Just, it's like a wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man, but looks more like a inflated scrotum.
It reaches
quick, shove it in your bunghole.
Get over here. I'm trying to wrestle it in.
Get the barbarian here. I want to watch him wrestle a pod.
Oh god, it's tearing.
It only gets you for it only gets you for 2 damage. Initiatives, please.
Oh, baby. 4.
18.
7.
Josh?
Yep.
What'd you get?
He's actually rolling through roll 20.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're on roll 20.
Yeah. Oh, 17.
I didn't say know you it, say it for the listeners.
17. They're missing all the stuff I type.
I am, because I'm not paying attention to it.
Test the capacity of his pants.
And ingrained.
So that puts Schroeder first.
Yeah.
Get him.
It's your initiative, sir.
Yeah, I get 3 rages a day, right? That sound right?
That sound right.
I didn't realize there was even a limit.
Oh yeah, there is.
Yeah, there is.
I've never played a barbarian.
No, you have two.
I only have two. Okay. Well, then I'm not going to rage yet. And I'm going to go, I'm going to move 5 feet and smack the one closest to the bard.
Sounds good.
And I'm going to roll. Uh, 15 to hit?
Yeah.
Okay. So then it's 1d10 plus 4. 4, 9 damage.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a good hit.
It's actually perfectly average.
Next would then be Josh.
Ooh. Probably won't whip out any fancy spells because I think this is, you know. Oh, I got that cool knife though. I'm gonna hit him with my knife. Yeet.
So worth it waiting a minute for you to cut something.
Yeah.
I got a crit.
You got a nat 20?
Yeah, dude.
All right.
Here we go.
Go ahead and roll that damage.
I gotta figure out what same, I
have. This is on the same one that Schroeder just hit, correct?
Yeah, I think so. How do you do crit damage in...
roll twice, modifier once.
So yeah. It's, okay. Yeah, 2D whatever plus whatever. Damn.
Yeah.
10 damage.
Ten damage.
Stabbed him in the pee hole.
Wow, max damage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's my purse. I don't know you.
And that one goes down.
Schroeder comes up, bops it, and then I stab it. Just nice. Leak all over us. Like just the dustiest fart, you know.
That goes to Jeff.
I will draw my rapier and take a stab.
All right.
So 22 to hit.
Hits.
For 12 damage.
Okay, good chunk of damage. Flynn, you get to slide in with your 4 just above the 3 baby. That I rolled for these guys.
I'm going to once again sidle up next to it. Crank off the top of the old flavor wand and get it shocking. I'm going to shock it right underneath the tip.
All right.
That's a sensitive spot.
The frenulum, if you will.
14.
14 hits.
Oh, yes.
You're rolling at a plus 6?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Tend to like bung 8 min-maxed. Let's go throw one of these. Oh, baby. Wait, hold on. Where did the page go? Yeah, 6 damage.
6 damage.
Just give it a little tickle.
You managed to also take that one down.
Oh, it blows its top.
So those two things sort of deflate.
They are spent, if you will.
I wonder what the refractory period on these pods is.
We should go. We have like 20 minutes.
And just as they drop, a couple of more pop up.
This shouldn't happen.
I didn't sign up. We should go.
What are you lads on?
I don't think they're going to get their surprise attack this time, but they have popped up. And I'm just going to roll initiative for all the new ones. I'm going to assume that that is not a... Schroeder, you still get to go first.
Get him, Schroeder.
Is it... It's diagonal's 5, right?
Yes.
And then the second diagonal is where it jumps?
Still 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's, cool. In 5th edition. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Cool. So I'm going to move down to this one over here. And I'm going to smack the shit out of him.
Okay.
That's a crit. So I'll roll the dice. Cool.
Roll your damage.
So 2d10 plus 4. That is 22 damage.
Jeez. You one hit that one.
That rolled one a 10 and an 8. So 18 plus 4. 22.
Yeah. And that one disappears.
Splat. I was angry I didn't get the kill in the first one.
Gone. It is actually the other pod's turn. Looking at the cat. Oh. Yeah, 7's probably going to miss.
Yeah.
I'm rolling like shit. Then it I'm will okay go with to... That. I know, then it'll go to Josh.
Alright. I'm going to step behind my wall of brewer and use my whisper cutting words cantrip at the pod.
Okay. And I guess I'll just take your 18 as the roll.
I don't think I roll for this. I think he has to make a save.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wisdom
save, or he takes psychic damage. He's probably immune.
Wisdom save. That is a... That's a 10.
All right. So he failed the wisdom save, so if he's not immune to it, he takes... That, I'm like, yep, 4 psychic damage and has disadvantage on his next attack.
Okay, noted.
Okay.
So we got Jeff.
Stab the thing.
Roll for it.
It's a 24 to hit.
That's a hit.
Hit for 8 points of damage.
Alrighty, this one is still standing. We go to Flynn.
Firebolt! I shoot one of the birds, though.
Is that plus something, or is that just your roll?
8 total.
8 total?
Yep.
It's a hit.
I...
AC on these things, super low. Oh, big, massive, slow pods. Baby.
7 damage. Boom.
Oh, womp.
All right, so that one drops.
Ha! The hell?
Oh, I managed
I've
to make
seen this video.
So is this this might be one of those things where we flee because there's a bunch of these and they don't seem to be giving up.
This is what's called grinding, Josh.
You see 4 more of these things pop up around you.
This is called Lucas is determined to hit one of us.
He already did.
Oh, did he?
Just he hit Josh in the surprise attack.
This is how the thing is written. You see 4 more pods surround you. Can I get from Jeff a perception roll?
Oh, I forgot.
Actually, your passive might be enough.
Not like that.
No, like this.
Like this.
That's a nat 1 for a 6.
Okay.
He got fungus in his eye.
Oh god.
He
got it in his hair.
Something about Harry.
All right, back to the top of the order is Schroeder.
Hmm. Well, if I move, I'll take two op attacks.
Not if you disengage.
I guess that's true.
If you move the right way, you could get all four.
As long as you're not stopped, I think, on the way. Or you would get stopped if you get hit.
Nope, only if it goes down.
There you go. Oh, is that?
Okay.
USA. USA.
I mean, I'm a barbarian, so I'm just going to smack one.
Sure. Which one?
Can I hit the one that's like between... First off, I'm going to rage. Can I hit the one between that's like surrounded by me, Flynn, and do I have... Is he in that
this
square?
Guy here? Yeah, it's yeah, he's 10 feet. So yeah, you can actually hit him from where you're at, technically.
Okay, then that's the one I want to hit. So I'm going to rage and then hit that or attack.
These are large creatures.
Yeah. Roll 1d20 plus 6. 24 to hit.
Hit.
Okay. I don't know if you saw, but I did 7 damage, Lucas.
Okay. Josh?
I will attack.
Josh, roll me a perception check.
All right. Let me double check when I actually get the perception. Yeah.
Hey, I'm working on it.
Josh, you notice out of the corner of your eye...
Damn it.
Something, some sort of ghostly figure above you.
Above me?
Not sure if that you guys see that on the map up here.
Oh, yeah. God!
It appears to be the shape of a transparent woman. Sort of waving at you to follow her. Hey folks, thanks for listening. Valley of the Gilded Tower is written by Kelsey Dione. Additional design by Stephen McLaughlin. Music by Magmi Soundtracks. Being used under Creative Commons License 0.0.